Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And I wanted to just really throw you off.
You did.
Waiting a really long time.
Because you kept staring at me and I'm like, wait, we just said it was your turn. Did you forget? Did you think that I was my turn?
No.
Oh, yeah,
I just want to give you grief because your life is so easy right now. I thought I would throw a little shit in your fan and see if it'll blow in your face.
Easy.
Daniel, it is our show once again.
Yes, it is. You said that, living easy, it reminds me of that Carousel of Progress where I'm just like, easy living. We always knew it was around the corner.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
You know, there was another song, because the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow was the one written by the Sherman Brothers for the World's Fair. And when it moved to Florida, hello everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Daniel, that's Scott.
I'm Scott.
Okay, yeah. We're talking about Carousel of Progress.
I can be called Anti-Scott now too, which I really love.
All right, we'll be with you in just a moment. All right, so anyway.
Yeah, we're chatting.
Yeah, so the Sherman Brothers song, Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, when GE took over sponsorship of Carousel of Progress here in Florida, they didn't like the idea of waiting until tomorrow. They wanted you to buy their light bulbs today.
Yes.
So another
You've
song.
You've actually told this story before on our show. But go ahead, because I'm sure, you know, we have listeners that have joined later that weren't necessarily there earlier to hear this incredibly exciting story.
So the song was changed
again.
To Now is the Time.
Now is the time. Now is the best time. Don't touch yourself down there. You'll get an infection. It was a good. It was a good number.
Right. When GE pulled out, they went back to the old
song. That's not a good method of contraception.
It is not.
It's unreliable.
That's right.
Yes.
And I'd like to point out that Siemens pulled out of Spaceship Earth just this year. So
Ouch.
All right, so I guess we should talk to the audience. Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Go ahead.
We were just going to say the exact same thing, I think, for an important segue. We did indeed miss last week, but for a very important and sad, very sad reason, and we need to touch on it, talk about it a little, and then move on. But it's a very important part of what's going on in your life right now, Daniel, and we need to share it with the people who care for us.
Yes.
Who listen to us.
Okay. So I had a problem with Scott's audio track where I over-modulated
about, Daniel.
No. All right.
You little goofball, you.
It's deflection, you know. Mm-hmm. It's no secret. I've talked about this numerous times. My mother has Alzheimer's. She is very far along in that disease, in the sense that you cannot have a conversation with her. She just repeats the same thing every 30 seconds or so. She got checked into the hospital because she was short of breath, and they thought that it might have been a urinary tract infection, which indeed she ended up having a urinary tract infection. So the early news that I got was, oh, mom's in the hospital for a urinary tract infection, and she's, you know, being checked out. And then that turned, as tests came back, that turned into, oh, no, actually, they've discovered that she has acute myeloid leukemia, which is a big fancy phrase for bone marrow cancer. And she had her white blood cell count was beyond belief, you know, skyrocketed high, and her red blood cell count was very, very low. And so they gave her a transfusion, and they started her on some different, you know, medications for her urinary tract infection. And then we, as a family, had to kind of decide what kind of treatment we were going to go for her leukemia. And it is a very aggressive strain. And the doctors basically told us that if we did nothing, she would live maybe another week or so. If we decided to treat her with, you know, a very low type of chemotherapy and periodic transfusions, that we could extend her life 3 or 4 months, maybe. And that was what we kind of needed to know. So we met as a family, which is the four kids, just the four of us met I mean, with spouses, but we had a conversation and it was not really contentious at all. We were all on the exact same page, with mom's age. She just turned 90, and with Alzheimer's, we really didn't want to do any kind of aggressive therapies that would, you know, like really heavy chemotherapy things and radiation things that were going to make her uncomfortable. We really just wanted her to be comfortable and let it go. Just, you know, be comfortable until she passes. So we contacted hospice, and they were very helpful. They came in, got us, you know, a hospital bed for her house and stuff. She already had 24-hour care because of her Alzheimer's. So we contacted that agency. They would still be able to treat her, you know, that their people are trained enough to be able to deal with helping her get to the bathroom and watching her oxygen supply, all that stuff. Hospice would come in every so often and do other things. And then that's kind of where we're at. She got discharged from the hospital. She's in her house in a hospital bed, you know, bed in her bedroom. And yeah, I saw her the other day when I was hooking up a TV and talked to her. She had less energy, but she's still chugging along.
Is she aware of the additional illnesses?
She is not really. She keeps constantly asking why she has, you know, an oxygen thing in her nose, right? She's got,
right.
She's on oxygen, so it's going through her nose, you know, that little nose plug thing.
Yeah.
And so she's like, why is it, why do I have oxygen? What's going on? You know, why am I in this hospital bed? She'll ask those questions, but, it's weird because mom is so Southern. She'll only ask you those questions when you're with her by yourself. If there's too many people in the room, she'll just ignore everything, you know, just goes along with whatever the conversation is. So
yeah, Southern even makes it through Alzheimer's, doesn't it?
It does.
Jesus, God. So, if you're Southern, you're Southern.
Yeah. So that's where we are. And it's not horribly sad. I was telling you before the show in kind of a joking way, but it is very true. She is neither alive nor dead, and yet at the right. same time she is both. Once her Alzheimer's really got bad a few years ago, in almost every respect she had died.
Yes.
So for the way we talk about mom and the way that we interact with mom, all of the family, we pretty much had all accepted the fact that, you know, mom died. This is Aunt Lynn.
Right.
This is our distant Aunt Lynn that come, you know, that we're keeping care of.
Yeah.
You know, who's not
well,
really.
Yeah. I really understand that concept when you know, you've already gone through the mourning of her death.
Yeah.
And what's so hideous about Alzheimer's is that the body is still there.
Yeah.
And there also that there are occasional flashes of lucidity, which is the truly cruelest part of all. Mm-hmm. I can relate, and not trying to turn the spotlight onto myself, but I can relate when people ask me, are you going to be upset when your mom dies? And I say, absolutely not, because my mom died to me a long time ago when the shit hit the fan with me being gay and her basically not wanting to have anything to do with me and my then partner. And well, she wanted me there, but not my partner, and didn't
right.
want to hear anything about homosexuality and all that nonsense. And so my relationship with my mother ceased then because of that circumstance. So I understand the concept of when your mom was no longer your mom, you had to go through the mourning process then. I'm sure it still hurts now and it's still difficult now and there's all kinds of complications in your brain.
Yeah.
But, you know, and all I can say, I was listening to Adam, precious Adam Burns. He's a sweet, he's a sweet, gentle soul, this man. And he was talking on Geeky Gay about not knowing, he was at a loss of what to say to you. He didn't know how yeah. to, he doesn't know how to, he, the words and what I wanted to tell him was all you need to do with someone in a situation like that is tell them that you love them. If you do, tell them that you love them and that you're there to support them in any way you can. That's all you can do. You can't do anything else. So I would, at this point where I would say to you is, I love you, Daniel. And if there's anything that I can do, and there isn't really, mm-hmm. I mean, I will be there for you to be an ear or a shoulder or whatever, but mm-hmm. there isn't anything else that another person can do. It's your journey.
Yeah, and there's nothing that I can do, which kind of puts it into that weird, you know, when you think of someone who has lost a parent, of course, that's really all you can do is just, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, and you know, I'm thinking of you, and I can be there for you. But in this weird limbo period, it's almost, I would rather, if you're thinking of me out there, if you're thinking and you wanted to express that, send me a funny YouTube clip, send me a TikTok clip, send me, you know, some twink porn. Anything like that, something that will make me laugh, something that will make me smile, because, you know, I try not to think about it while I'm at work, while I'm doing other things. And, you know, when you get a text from someone, it's like, oh, I'm just thinking about you. You're like, oh shit, I'm supposed to be more, you know, it's like you kind of get pulled back into it. Yes. So, it's really just, you know, send cute little memes or something. It's, you know, those are the things that I will remember, that, you know, that get you through those kind of things, because there's nothing anyone can do, right? That this is written. Did I say like a whole bunch of times during that?
I didn't hear it, but I would have been much more lenient at the like police, considering what you're going through. So
I'm glad I didn't get you a bell like I was going to for Christmas, because I'll tell you why. Because you know, pandemic's going on, and when my mom's funeral eventually happens, it will be remote. There will be, you know, a video URL and whatnot. And I could just picture me trying to give my eulogy and you with that goddamn bell out there thinking ding. That it would be cute out there on the Zoom, just like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it is a good thing you didn't get me that bell, because that's exactly what I would be doing. I would figure out a way to get to Florida and just stand behind a tree. And while you're giving it live, ding.
Yeah, just ding, ding. Yeah. Which, that is the other thing that really kind of sucks is, you know, with a pandemic going on, you can't really hold a traditional funeral or memorial service. So in some ways that's good, and in some ways that's, you know, kind of sad. But I don't know. We don't entirely know what that's going to look like. I've done a little bit of research on it, and as far as the state of Florida concerns, as far as, you know, Ron COVID DeSantis believes, I had to think of his last name there. Anyway, our governor, you know, as far as they care, you know, COVID's not a deal. We solved COVID. Everything's open. There's no restrictions. Do whatever the fuck you want. You know, don't you dare set a mask mandate, because we say no. We can have a funeral. We could have a church service and a memorial service and whatnot. So it's one of those, there are members of my family that seem to think that we're going to do that. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. So, right. You know, and I think Zach said something to me yesterday about, well, it's not like you could not go. And I'm absolutely, I could not go. Funerals are not for your loved ones. Funerals are for the people that are left behind. You know, so I'm not going to offend my mom by not going.
Right. And that the only reason I participated in anything that was about my father's death was because it was for my mother. It wasn't for my father. And I will probably not be involved at all in any of the situations of my mother's passing, because who am I showing? I would be there for my mother, to support my mother, but my mother's going to be gone. So, and I don't need to support my sisters. They can support themselves.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the back end of life sucks in so many fucking reasons. It sucks because all of the things that are happening to you physically and mentally, and at the back end, it just stinks on ice. And it becomes harder and harder and harder to find things to be joyous about, and to find things to look forward to, and to find things to be hopeful about, especially if you're not naturally an optimistic person. You are a naturally optimistic person. I'm a naturally pessimistic person. And so the older I get and the more my body hurts, I can't, it's, you, one gets to a point where one says, who the fuck designed this? Who the fuck wrote down, here's how it's going to go, and let me find the fucker and eviscerate him and then feed him his testicles. anally.
Wow. It feels as though you'd given that some thought.
A lot of thought. And what's really funny is my mother, it's not so funny, is my mother, who is going to be 94 in April and is currently staying with my sister in Reno longer than expected, but it's because of the snow and everything and trying to get her out of there has been difficult. My mother, for the past couple of years, has been furious. Absolutely furious at the design of this thing, of getting old and becoming more and more dependent upon other people, and all of the things that she's and she's not a fun, angry person. Some people are fun when they're angry, you know, you get a little chuckle. This one is not. This one is a whiner and a complainer and a moaner and a constant, and without having the disease of Alzheimer's, constantly repeating herself. How are you, Mom? Well, I did same litany. Da-da-da-da-da. Why don't you call? Well, Mom, I don't call because I know what you're going to say. You say the same fucking thing every time. I don't know how I got off on that tangent.
I don't know either. But it was a fascinating ride.
Thank you.
Your mom, of course, it was a very independent woman, would you say?
Well, let me put it this way. She was totally dependent upon my father for everything, but you would never know it by her attitude, because her attitude was that I'm the boss, I'm in control, I got it all, I can handle it, I'm doing right. it, I can, and in point of fact, she couldn't do anything.
Right. So I'm curious how, let's say we jump forward 30 years and there's Auntie Scott in his yes. rocking chair. And it's like, I've swung by to visit. Let me tell you, lovey, I have to have people bring me my drinks. They have to make them for me and then bring them. They have to cook food and bring it to me. Sometimes they have to cut it and give it
Did
to
I
me.
Did I start living in Maine?
And
well,
let me
I
tell
don't know
you, lovey.
Where the accent came
let
from.
Me tell you, lovey. This is great. These bitches are all doing all my work for me. It's like, are you going to
joke,
be that? Because I feel like, you know, it kind of fits character there. You know, having people do things.
If I make it another 30 years, it will be the biggest freak of nature that ever was. With the abuse that I put my body through, I am going to be very fortunate if I make it through next month. So I cannot see...
Wait, are you racing my mom now? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I know. I can't stand that she's getting all the attention.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 2021 has been pretty fucking bloody so far. Have you seen just the people over the last few days that have died? What's his name? Albert Einstein? No, Mark Twain. Who always? Hal Holbrook?
Hal Holbrook. Wonderful,
just died.
Wonderful
Cloris
actor.
Leachman just died.
Cicely Tyson?
Yeah.
And a couple more.
I know. I mean, it's just like dropping.
Well, you know, here's the concept. And I was always oh, Lord Jesus, help me, please find in my soul an ability to convey mekaleka hi mekachani ho, to convey what I'm trying to say without speaking in tongues,
because I can't interpret.
As 2020 was coming to an end, there was meme after meme after meme about the excitement of the turning to 2021 is going to be so much better in 2021, and every time I saw one of those memes, my instinct was to write as a comment, kids, the concept of 2020 and 2021 is man-made. This is one day going into the next. The pandemic is not going to get better overnight. The things that we're going through are not going to get better because the ball dropped in Times Square. It's just a continuation of what we're going through. And, I mean, shit, the fucking... January 6th event at the Capitol was 2021, for Christ's sake.
That's true.
So you can't, we artificially mark time for eons because we've needed to, for whatever reason, we've needed to mark time. And time truly means nothing. If you wake up in the morning, you're still alive. If you don't, you're dead. That's basically the bottom line of time. And you can live your life so that you get up when the sun comes up and go to sleep when the sun goes down, or you can do it the opposite. But time is a constraint, a construct, mm-hmm. and a constraint too. That was the little bit of a Freudian mm-hmm. that my slip was showing.
Oh, there you go.
My Freudian mm-hmm. slip was showing. A constraint and a construct of man. And I have spoken.
I was going to say, you had that. You have all these things like lined up here. You're ready for this.
I honestly didn't. Okay. As we discussed pre-show, which you can listen to if you join Level 13.
Level 13. What is that?
It is a group, an organization of people.
Yes.
And minds that get together and listen to the nonsense that goes on post and pre to both this show mm-hmm. and your Mix Minus that you do with Adam Burns. And all you have to do to join Level 13 for this extra content is drop us an email. You'll hear the email address at the end of our program. Drop us an email and say, hey, I want to be one of the cool kids. Let me into Level 13 and you'll get in for free. You don't have to do anything. Now, I wouldn't mind if you sent me an Amazon gift, certificate. That would be cool, but you don't have to. It's unimportant to do that, although I'd like it, but you don't have to.
Is there a Discord server also?
I wouldn't even know what the fuck a Discord server was. Is that the message board place?
Yeah, that's our message board, yes.
Okay, that's the message board place. Mm-hmm. It's a Discord server. And yes, and we can chat. We do chat.
We do.
We go. As a matter of fact, I chatted with you pre-show today about whether or not we're going to do the show.
That's right.
And that's what I was going to say. But I really forgot where I parked my bike now.
You not only forgot where you parked, you took someone else's bike, moved it down a few paths, and then lost it as well.
Yeah, I've several bikes have gone the way, because I was going to say something about what we talked pre-show. Oh, I know what it was. Look at, I found my bike, but someone stole it, painted it a different color.
Yes, what?
I was going to say to you, we were discussing whether or not we were going to do a show at all because of your circumstances, your unfortunate, sad circumstance. We were talking about whether or not we should do a show, and I had nothing to talk about. I said we need to discuss what's going on in your life, but I have absolutely nothing else. And yet, magically, I think it's the gift of God coming into my soul and saying, Scott, Auntie Scott, you need to talk about these things. Amen.
And amen.
And amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm
that's
at.
That's it.
I appreciate all the kind words. I for people who have sent me kind words, thank you. Thank you for people who sent me porn. You know who you are, Sater. And Joe and Dallas. Right. But yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, it's limbo. Yeah, it's just one of those things that happens, in your life. I once my mom does pass, then there'll be a whole new rash of things that I'll have to worry about. But until then, I'm just going to, take it a day at a time. So,
yes, absolutely. Do we have anything else that we would like to talk about, Daniel? Have you thought about anything
else? I haven't thought about much else. There's a lot of stuff going on in the government, right? This is like the last show that we did was...
I don't even look.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of good things going on in the government. With the Biden team, they're doing a whole lot of things that are really good. And I'm happy that they're not wasting time and getting things done. And I'm looking forward to getting my vaccine. That's something else that I'm looking forward to. I don't have a date yet, but I'm looking forward to that. So... Yeah.
How are you proceeding with that? Are you on a list? Are you...
There is no list. But if there were, I've tried to grease numerous palms to get on it. No, at this point, we just have to wait for our governor to decide that he's going to do whatever he's going to do next. The only thing that has happened in Florida is 65 older. Everyone who is 65 and older and healthcare workers are the only ones that can get vaccines right now. And so it's just a waiting game at this point. So I'm hoping that it'll pick up soon, right? We got a lot of new viruses manufacturers coming up and, people manufacturing more vaccine. You know what I'm trying to say? They're ramping up their production. And yeah, I think we'll be...
I'm hoping that one comes up with just a one-shot deal rather than two shots.
They did. That was announced this week. Johnson & Johnson has a vaccine that is a one-shot.
Unfortunately, it's Pledge. furniture polish.
No, it's bleach.
Johnson yeah.
Turns
and Johnson.
Turns out Trump was right. It's just bleach.
Yes, just bleach.
No, it was... Oh, I tickled myself on that one. Anyway, yeah, cool. No, lots
not
of
in front
things.
Of me.
Okay.
I can see you're on camera. Don't be tickling yourself when I'm standing here.
All right.
That's crossing the line.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's just wrap it up.
All right. Daniel?
Yes, Scott.
Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AntiVera, and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. This program may result in the following complications: perineal rash, confusion or hallucinations, diarrhea with fainting. Always check with your doctor before listening.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.